I don't think that's true.
That is definitely true. People love that you spill the tea about stuff.
I can't help it.
I will not. Okay, but we should talk about the champagne thing, though, because that was
crazy.
Wild.
That was crazy.
Yeah, can I just tell you guys that Aaron survived a near-death experience yesterday, and I'm, like, kind of not joking, actually.
I wouldn't have died.
No, but, not actually a near-death experience. It's one of those moments where you're all of a sudden very grateful for the way that things worked out, because we had friends over to play D&D and we were doing like an early start time, so we started at
mimosas.
10 a.m. Yeah, so we
mimosas and minotaurs. Yeah, we did plays a minotaur.
Dungeons and Donuts kind of a vibe.
Dungeons and Donuts, that's so good. Thank you. Much better than minotaurs.
And we had mimosas. Well, I didn't, but everyone else had mimosas. and so you were opening the bottle of champagne, but you hadn't even taken the cage.
No, I was just doing the thing.
Off the cork. You were literally just undoing the cage, and the cork flew out of that fucking bottle. It was so loud, first of all. It scared the fuck out of everyone.
If I'd been over like 6 more inches, yes. I would have hit the light.
Well, yeah, that too. But also I was saying it's really lucky that you weren't like holding it like this, because a lot of people hold champagne close to themselves when they're opening it. Don't do that, by the way. It's very dangerous. Like,
now that you're telling me about all this, now I'm like, wow, maybe I did come closer to death than I thought.
Well, I mean, not death, but like if it had hit your chin just right, it could have clacked your teeth together and chipped your teeth. If it had hit your throat, you might have had to go to the doctor.
And then we would have had dungeons and doctors.
Yeah, and it would not have been very fun. But it's just, I mean, it's dangerous. It could hit your nose, it could hit your eye.
I didn't realize how close I'd come to being so gravely injured.
That's why it's really important when you're opening champagne to hold
this
it.
This is a good PSA.
Point it away from you, even if the cage is still on, clearly.
The wrapping was still on. I hadn't even got the wrapping off yet.
And also, I always put a cloth over it, because I don't know if that would actually slow the velocity, but I think it would.
That thing is ready to pop.
Yeah, point it away from yourself and try not to point it at the ceiling if there are lights that could be shattered above you. My God.
I felt like such a bitch, but because we had mimosas the last time we played.
Yeah.
And one of our friends brought just like the regular orange juice.
Oh, yeah, like Tropicana.
And I was like, guys, I'll even buy it. I'll buy all the Simply Orange, but like it's just simply better.
We are sluts for Simply Orange.
It's
really good.
It's just better. I'll happily pay more money for better.
I don't know
juice.
If it's a placebo and they're just making it up, but it does really seem fresher.
I feel like it's different.
I think it is too. Can't wait for them to change that and to make that.
Now
from,
that we've talked about it, we definitely will never get to enjoy it again.
We're
going to
get shrinkflationed.
Oh my God. Tom's?
Speaking of which, yeah, I have been a dedicated Tom's of Maine.
Since we were in high school.
Toothpaste user. I went through a crunchy granola phase when I was in high school, actually, where I was like using vinegar. I insisted my mom stop using cleaning products and I used vinegar to clean our whole house. It stunk.
Where did you get that? Pinterest?
I bought a book. This was back in the day when you could cruise Barnes & Noble and just sort of like, bah, 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 before it was like hostile architectured. And I bought this book about like green cleaning, and it was all these things about you like using green makeup and using green cleaning products and green like body things and like all of these things.
Can we talk about though? Because like nowadays when people like have stuff like that happen to them on TikTok or like they like the... what's the whatever like the pipelines and stuff
on social media.
It's very easy because you're just like consuming it passively. Like you like made a conscious decision to go.
Well, I was like cruising like browsing around through Barnes & Noble and I just happened upon this book and I was like, oh, this looks really interesting. And I remember like flipping through the pages and being like, oh my gosh, there was a little bit of like fear mongering of like these products are really bad for you, and like some of them are definitely
genuinely,
but this was back in the day when there was like lies about the aluminum in deodorant causing breast cancer. And like, yeah, that's not real, by the way. There's no research to support that. But this was where like those claims kind of started, is that like, you know, time period. And so I was a dedicated user of like all these things. And while I have sort of moved away from a lot of that, Tom's of Maine is something that I've never really given up. But mostly because of the taste.
It's pretty good. Honestly, like I buy, I was told you just buy the cheapest.
Yes.
The most like like
fancy pantsy toothpaste is a lie.
Yeah. Just buy the most boring
cheap toothpaste. Apparently there are toothpaste companies or like the toothpaste companies are pushing sometimes. There are like types of toothpaste that have charcoal or supposedly have charcoal in.
Charcoal's so bad for your
teeth,
right?
Don't use them. Yeah, our dentist was like, that can actually scratch your teeth and create these like little micro that can hold more bacteria, and it's really bad for your teeth. Don't use those. And I was like, duly noted. I wasn't gonna, also, but duly noted.
We're not using charcoal. If you're in there using charcoal, we'd love that for you. We're not using charcoal.
Yeah, I don't,
you're not
gonna, I don't convince care. Me otherwise. I don't want that. I don't like that. I'm sorry. Also, as a person who's on a bunch of medication now, I'm not gonna be taking like activated charcoal pills ever.
What does charcol do to you, or what is it for?
So the whole, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong. I might be wrong.
I won't be able to, but
from my understanding, so when you are poisoned, right? Okay. Like for example, if your little kid gets under the cabinet and is like, "Wow, this dishwasher tab looks really yummy."
Oh, like Fabulous! They drink a bunch of Fabulosa by accident.
Yes. Okay. If like too much that you could like just prompt your kid to throw up or whatever. Then when they go to the hospital, if they have to pump your stomach, they put charcoal in it.
Okay.
Which is disgusting. But the activated charcoal essentially like sucks up all of the things that you've poisoned, and then they like pull it back out.
But also in the, for like a medical procedure sense.
Yes. Yeah. But so this is where it started, because that like medical necessity, people were like, well, hold on a minute.
If they're using, if doctors are using it.
If you can suck out impurities from your stomach with activated charcoal, what if we put activated charcoal in a face mask and tell people that they can suck out all their acne with a charcoal face mask? And like, no, probably not, actually. Like, maybe a little, but probably not actually that
What's
much.
What's that thing people suck? Or they do with their...
The pull, facial?
A pull. Something pull in your mouth?
Oil pulling.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, we're going to get reamed for this podcast. But yeah, oil pulling is something that I just am not a fan of.
I don't know what it is.
It's the belief that if you swish oil or coconut oil around in your mouth for long enough that it pulls like impurities or something. I don't know what the...
Go talk to your dentist.
I don't know what the claims are.
We're not dentists.
But yeah, I'm not a dentist. Regardless, the point of this whole diatribe was that I have been a Tom's of Maine toothpaste user. To be clear, I use the fluoride one. I do use a fluoridated toothpaste. Don't yell at me.
Yeah.
But I bought a new tube of it recently, and it's
egregious.
One full ounce less of
same
toothpaste.
Price. Same fucking
price. For the
price.
Exact same price.
It looks like a little fucking, like a, it's like, we're like getting into travel size.
It looks,
very quickly.
I mean, I don't have particularly large hands.
Me either. I'm awful.
And it like barely.
I wish you had a banana for scale.
I know.
Okay, so if liquid death can. Also, it's so funny. Everyone at work now.
Drinks Everyone liquid death?
Work. Yeah.
We're this evangelists.
Is not this is not a sponsored post.
Liquid death, sponsor me,
It will never be a sponsored post.
Sponsor me.
How far up on the can? And like, honestly?
Yeah. Probably right there.
Right below.
It looks like a child's toothpaste tube.
That you could probably take that through TSA and they wouldn't say anything.
I held it in my hand when I went to go squeeze some toothpaste on my toothbrush, and I was like, what the fuck? And I have... Because I like switch them out basically. So I always have two. I have one in the shower and one on the sink in case I want to brush my teeth in the shower. And so I leave like a little bit, just a little bit in the tube in the shower. Like once mine gets like low, I just put it in the shower and then grab a new one for the sink.
Yeah, and then we have 16 toothpaste containers.
That's not true. So when I opened the new one for using it on the sink, I was like, this is tiny. And I grabbed the one out of the shower and compared them. And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like, honestly,
it's tiny.
It's so small. That I'm like, was this a packaging mix up?
No.
Like, no, it's
no,
not,
they
obviously.
Did that on purpose.
Nothing is
they
safe anymore.
They definitely did that on purpose. Tom's of Maine, too, I feel so betrayed.
Are they bought out by anyone?
Probably.
Someone probably
back in the day,
them.
I used to use Tom's of Maine toothpaste when it was still a metal tube.
It used to be in a metal tube?
Oh, yeah. I remember when they switched to a plastic tube, there was a big kerfuffle about it.
Really?
People were mad. Yeah.
Because not as recyclable. And
and also microplastics. There was like less discussion about microplastics at the time for sure, but it was a concern still. Yeah, but I'm scared about microplastics now.
That's fair.
It's that thing where you watch one TikTok about something and then they're like, you want to watch more?
No, really.
So now I keep getting fear-mongering videos about microplastics, which are probably true,
the
honestly.
Boomers got lead and we got microplastics. So, I don't know what the Zoomers are going to get, but I'm sure they'll have something.
Microplastics,
yeah. Well, maybe we'll have figured it. No, never mind. They're screwed, too.
No, yeah.
Maybe they're like kids. We'll have figured out. There'll be like a big old study. Like, wow, all these plastics are really bad for us. Maybe
Let's hope so. I know. I feel a renewed vigor to use metal and glass containers.
I mean, kind of do mostly.
I know. I'm like, we're getting rid of our plastic Tupperware, okay, but as if that's going to do anything.
I
literally
just told my friend, because I let him, because I made fajitas, and I was like, oh, you can just have them.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, oh, they accidentally threw away your Tupperware. And I was like, honestly, as soon as these are gone, I think I'm going to get glass anyway, so.
We've had those on our Christmas wish list for a while, actually. We just always
have the space.
Well, if we threw away the other ones, we would.
Yeah, it could be a project. It would have to be a thing. Mm-hmm.
I love a project.
I know you do.
Speaking I love of a projects, good project.
So I got a great, I got a pair of speakers. I've been looking for speakers.
Yeah.
And I am.
It's a saga.
I am.
Prepare yourself.
Exhausted. I'm sure you're probably exhausted too. The amount of work you have to do. So obviously there's active speakers, PA speakers. There are active PA speakers, which have an amp built into them. Mm-hmm. So you just need a regular like little plug you would need for your computer. You know, okay. The little 3-prong one?
Yes.
Yeah. But then there's passive speakers, which are like the old design, but they're lighter, a little bit cheaper, but they don't have an amp built into them.
Okay.
So you have to buy a separate amplifier to build them. But you have to you have to worry about your wattage, and you have to worry about ohms. And then like each amp is different, obviously, because they have different tolerances and different how much electricity they can push. And also apparently, if cables are too long, they can catch on fire from
the heat. You told me that, yeah.
Yeah, there's like lots
of... That's wild.
And also...
Well, and they're like less efficient too.
Yeah,
if they're
too
long.
Yeah,
it doesn't transfer the electricity fast enough. Yeah. Said.
Yeah. So I'm just exhausted.
That sounds really overwhelming.
I have the speakers now, but I have no amp. Also, yeah, someone fucking ghosted. They said they lost their phone.
But which, like, sure, that does happen, but it feels rude anyways.
I just, you know, also, who's losing their phone in this day and age?
Lots of people.
That's fair, honestly.
You would be surprised.
Because we never leave the house.
That too. But we're also just better. I think it's because you're very... You keep a lot of our like logistical things locked down tight.
You don't feel
tight.
Weird if you set your stuff down somewhere else wrong? Like it doesn't feel weird to you?
I left my phone in the refrigerator the other day.
Okay.
I left it in the closet in my shoes. I left my phone in the spare guest bathroom. I've left my phone in your office, in my office, in the living room, behind the couch, underneath the couch. I've left my phone in all manner of different places. And the reason that I find it is because of you.
Well,
so thank you for that.
If that's not job security, then I don't know what the fuck it is.
I have to like actively worry about not setting my phone on the stove when I'm cooking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, when you cook or you bake, I'm just like, I'm just going to move this.
Does anyone?
You just leave them in the most precarious locations.
Yeah, I leave it on top of the spice rack sometimes. I leave it inside the cabinet sometimes. Does anyone else, when you know that there's something that you have to do, like if I know that I need to remember my phone, like in the bathroom or whatever, in like a public bathroom, I'm like, don't forget your phone.
Oh.
Does anybody else go, phone, 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 until you pick it up and put it somewhere?
I have left my phone in the bathroom here several times.
Yeah. I always take it out of my pocket because I'm afraid it's going to fall into the toilet from my back pocket.
Are other people, because I regularly like... I don't know. I regularly have to check, like, anytime I, like, am moving from one place to another, I switch, like, my wallet, I check to make sure all my cards are there.
Pat down.
I myself down, like, absolutely. All the time.
Absolutely.
That's normal, right?
I think it's still, actually, in my pocket. I left my debit card that I paid for brunch in my pocket. No,
oh, my God, they finally noticed you.
I don't feel good about it.
I feel good about it.
Aaron's happy about it, and I am not.
Yeah,
We get brunch from the same place every time that we film, which is, like, basically once a week. And, I mean, we're in there, like, a lot, you know, and we always order the same things.
We've taken a break, though, for a while. We haven't been in there in a while.
But we ordered brunch today, and I walked in there. Literally, as I walked in the door, one of the people was like, hey, Mickey, are you picking up today? And I was like, yeah.
I
She's like, okay,
great.
Do you have your drink with your pickup order? And I was like, yes.
You got to cut the line.
I know.
That's good.
She pulled up, because I wanted to buy a pastry too. We pay for our brunch online, but you can't buy pastries. You can't buy the pastries because it's just like variable inventory,
which I
get.
I knew if it was the person that thought that liked my shirt. That's really cute.
I tried to describe her to you. Does it sound like the person that you remember? Or no?
She's indescribable, honestly. I don't even think you could. Okay, no, honestly, it's that thing too where someone's like if you're like describing, you'd be like, white guy with brown hair.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. No, that's
like,
fair.
Okay, that's not descriptive at all.
I know, it's kind of hard.
We have Plath updates by accident.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah. We were literally just scrolling Reddit while we were eating.
Yeah, we were going to talk about chapel right away.
Yeah.
We had a pretty interesting conversation last night on our
Yeah.
On our travels.
On our travels.
Yeah, we were traveling to our friend's house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It wasn't really a travel. It was like,
that's why I was so confused. I was like, what? When did we travel?
Not actually. Well, like, we did technically travel.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, if we had to use, like, a buggy and a horse, like, that would have been a pretty significant travel.
Yeah.
But in today's day and age, it's not that.
Anyways. Do you want to talk
about... Do you ever think about that when we're driving and stuff? I'm like, how... You don't ever think about that?
No.
I'm like, I wonder how long this would have taken, like, settlers back in the day or, like... No.
The inside of your brain is so sweet.
No one else is doing that.
I'm sure other people are.
You don't think about, like, how long would this have taken on horse or, like,
I do not. No. I'm sure that other people do. I'm sure that you're not alone in that, but I don't.
Whenever we drive on the highway, I'm like, I wonder what it would look like to have to take a horse and carriage.
I have thought about it, like, occasionally on long road trips where I'm like, damn, pioneers were really fiercely committed to this because they had to, like, music. Through the mountains.
Did they even really have drugs?
Well, they didn't have highways.
Yeah.
They had to go around.
Or up.
That's terrible.
And over.
With a wagon.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's terrible. But while we're just driving on, like, city streets, no, I don't think about
Speaking
that.
Speaking of outdated and primitive views, let's talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about this video. So, hold on. Let me give you some...
Background.
Oi, oi.
We weren't even going to talk about the Place this week because it's been so boring.
I know. Okay, so I think this is Olivia Plath's TikTok. Regardless, this video is just a screen recording of Olivia on, like, either TikTok or Instagram talking about it seems like she's responding to the most recent episode of Welcome to Plathville.
Where, because also Mickey and I were watching it too, and I was like, damn, that's kind of shady.
Hold on. Spoilers for episode 6. I know if you guys are watching it in real time as we're watching it on the stream, we're not caught up. So if you haven't watched up to the most recent release of episode 6, I think, this will be a spoiler. So,
but yeah, because Kim was talking about, like, I think it was Kim and Barry at separate times, basically just being like, yeah, we knew that marriage wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, it was Kim.
And, like, Mickey and I always are like, also, can we talk about that thing, too? We've been watching way too much Secret Life of the American Teenager. Because I'm convinced they're like, it's like starting to happen to me where I'm having a fucking break from reality where I'm like, these are real people. Like, I'm increasingly finding myself more, this season we're on right now.
Yeah.
Like, I came up with a new saying. Actually, that I think perfectly encapsulates the show is that only a Christian could write this level of hypocrisy into one, like, either there's no self-awareness or they're doing it on purpose and it's working perfectly.
I think there's no self-awareness.
Which I can't tell. Does that make me feel better or make me more mad?
I think it makes me more mad. That's for sure.
Anyways, though, only something a Christian could write.
This is how I felt about Grey's Anatomy, though.
That's when fair. They so turned into seasons.
Real people.
Yeah.
Because I binged... Season 1 through, like, season 14, I think, when – I don't remember. I think I was in college. And I just – at a certain point, it's like they turned into real people. I would find myself –
way too invested.
I would find myself thinking, like, oh, I should look up her Instagram and see how she's doing now and be like, bitch, they're not real people. No. What are you talking?
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I do not normally binge things. I don't like to sit and watch TV.
I love
but because
binging
we've been taking care of Savannah, we've been –
Also, shout out to the Great British Bake Off. Talk about binging.
Puts her to sleep every time. God bless that show. I love the show. It's just perfect.
It's a good show.
Also, I'm so excited for... I didn't realize Allison has only been on there for one season.
I know. Allison and Noel. Because I struggled with liking the, like, co-hosts after Mel and Sue left. Mm-hmm. I do really love Noel, but I struggled a lot with it. And Allison and Noel, I think, are probably the closest I'm going to get to, like... The same level
they're
of
they're kind
of
chaotic. I think it's because they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and I think it's the genuine chemistry where they're actually, like, joking and laughing and, like, running off camera because they're laughing too hard kind of a thing.
I genuinely.
That's so good.
I would just watch a show just between them two.
Me too.
Okay. Anyways, Olivia
Plath. Let's watch this video.
This we're assuming is a reaction because she said some stuff that.
Wait.
She said some stuff that's definitely seems referential to the most recent episode. Do you think she watches them as they come out?
I would assume so.
Because I'm sure that's not like they get to see final
she's
cuts.
She's talking about it. Yeah.
All right, let's watch.
Okay.
So I'm like driving along this morning and I just had this thought where I've been talking to my current partner, my boyfriend, for a year now. We haven't been dating for a year, but we've been like getting to know each other as people for a year. And when I was 19, I started courting this guy. Many of you might know him from a TV show. I don't know. And before a year had even lapsed, we were already engaged. And we weren't even, like, talking like I am now with my partner. Like, We were writing letters back and forth and we saw each other like...
Can we talk about how wild that is?
What?
That they hadn't even known each other for a year and they were not really talking to each other. Like they were writing letters.
Oh.
And that they only really got to see each other like every other month, I think she said.
I didn't realize it was that. I thought they grew up close to each other.
They weren't like physically in contact with one another. It's not like they were taking little walks hand in hand on the farm. Like they were writing letters.
Oh, I thought they were recording like regularly.
No. Here, I'll rewind because maybe I misheard it, but I don't think so.
And before a year had even lapsed, we were already engaged. And we weren't even like talking like I am now with my partner. Like we were writing letters back and forth and we saw each other like maybe every other month. And before a year had passed, we were already engaged.
That's wild.
There are still things that I am learning every day about my current partner and vice versa, him learning about me. Like, yeah. I still don't fully know him as a person. I had no idea who I was marrying or what I was marrying into. I was like a kid, honestly. And the audacity of his parents to be like, yeah, we just knew they weren't going to make it. Like, there was issues. Bish. You're the one who carefully concocted and crafted that experience. Like, you're the one who made that experience what it was. You're the reason we didn't know each other. And by the way, you groomed me to marry your son and be in your family. So, like...
Hold on, really quick. I think we should address that.
Yeah, go for it.
I agree with her. First of all, you said this earlier while we were eating breakfast, and I agree. I like her affect so much more on her own private social media than I do on the show.
This is the stuff we want. This is what we said would be interesting to watch.
We talked about this last week.
I want
the
shade. I want the tea.
I do too.
Fill me up. Yeah.
But also knowing her perspective about their like courting is so illuminating because I know a lot of people talked about like
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yes. Yeah. Like, well, they knew what they were getting into, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, they did not.
Clearly the fuck they did not. No. Her parents really did literally like arrange marriage them.
Yes. Well, and also they were children.
Yeah.
We got married when we were 20, and if it hadn't been for like us going to therapy and having support from our family and our friends and like a bunch of people. A
lot of moxie.
I don't think we would have made it. You know, getting married when you're that young is really hard.
The first two years, honestly, the first year at the first house was really hard.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah, because I was in college, you were in school, and I didn't have any friends. It was really not, well, because I left all my friends behind.
Yeah.
It was really not a good situation. We also accidentally moved into a house that was so isolated.
I know. It didn't seem that way. Yeah, Tucson's kind of weird like that.
Yeah, but like a drive to Walmart was like 30 minutes.
We only had one vehicle.
Which oh my God, that's what it was.
First world problems.
We didn't have two cars, and so I was stuck in this house that was like 30 minutes away from the nearest freaking Target. Uber. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's a good point because I wasn't really comfortable using Uber either. So we were just stuck.
I don't think Uber had been a thing yet.
I feel like it might have existed, but
it would have been brand new.
There was just like so many things that ended up compiling. And also, it's just being really young and emotionally immature. Yeah,
totally. Like, absolutely. Like,
getting married that young is a really scary thing. I don't think it's something that anyone should encourage people to do because.
Also, like, to never having lived with someone before?
No.
Would not recommend. Would not
a good idea. Yeah. No, I love you. Like, obviously more than anything on earth, but I would go back and marry you again, but I would have loved to experience what it would have been like to marry each other like as like 20 somethings, you know, like 25, 26. How different do you think our life would look if we'd gotten married at like 24, 25, 26?
Gosh, I don't know, because I would have wanted you to finish, looking back, I would have wanted you to finish school.
Agreed.
In Phoenix and not move down here.
Oh no, I would have moved still.
You think so? I wouldn't have pushed you.
I would have wanted to finish school.
No, of course. I would have wanted you to made the decision you wanted more without putting pressure on you to come move down here.
Well, but I think that's the thing is that I did want to move down here, though.
Yeah.
Because I was so desperate to be with you.
Yeah. I think your living situation there in Phoenix, obviously, in downtown, obviously, you were downtown, so it was a lot more.
Yeah, it was kind of the shit, I won't lie.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
I was able to have a really nice apartment.
Yeah, and you didn't have to drive, which is your hate.
Yes, I hate driving. But I did still have a car for when I needed to go other places.
I don't know what would have happened if we would have gotten... And like we would have started living together?
I just had a thought.
Tell me.
I would have been the most annoying because I was still kind of in my like I'm totally a woman phase.
I think we would have, there is no world in which you would have made it that long not getting married.
Well, that too. But I think I would have been the person who, like, makes the biggest deal about, like, a bachelorette weekend and, like, the hugest wedding. Like,
you think so?
We already had, because we got married at the courthouse and then had, like, a party a year later.
Yeah.
And that wedding was, like, I mean, it was fairly large. We invited a good amount of people.
Like 100 people, yeah.
But we would have had the most, like, to-do of a wedding.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
We didn't have the most Absolutely. To-do money.
No, exactly. Oh. But if we had when we were 20, we didn't have money at all.
Yeah.
But then when we had, like, if we had been like 20 something and had like money, if I had like a job,
we
would have spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
On a wedding.
I feel like that would have been fine. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we would have.
We would have. I think I probably would have been Carrie Bradshaw-ing.
I wish there's so many ways that I wish we could go back and just like see.
I know.
Like very gone. Like the I know. Pathway is like gone and dead.
Yeah, no, of course.
I just wish we could go back and like see. I'm so curious. About I genuinely it. Don't. I don't think I can fathom.
I know.
Picture what that would have looked like, or like what our day to day would have looked like too.
I know. I wonder that.
Because I'm wondering if the pressure from other people around us who had been married and stuff. Like I feel like you would have been constant badgering.
You think?
I don't know though. I don't know.
Your parents especially did not want us to get married when we did.
Yeah, but yours, I guess yours were kind of more indifferent to it at the time.
My mom and dad, I don't think they would have chosen for us to get married that young.
Yeah.
They were definitely nervous about it, but my parents are definitely more the like hopeless romantic.
Totally.
Yeah, because I've said that before, like even for all their faults and foibles as parents, that is one thing that I can't take away from them. Like they genuinely fucking love each other.
No, for real.
And I think they just really believe in that. Like they think if you love each other, you can make it through anything. And because they did,
that makes
you know,
sense where you get it from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just very like sort of.
Yeah. I don't know.
Blind.
But either way though, this whole quarter thing. Fucked.
I know. Sorry. Anyways, this is fucked. Let's please continue.
You fully chose me. I remember being told, yeah, I had a dream last night that you and my son were in an airplane and you went down and you both died. And I was, of course, sad that I lost him, but I was more sad that I lost you because you're almost my daughter. But like, yeah, we were never gonna make it. There was just so many issues.
Also, she's right, they did groom her.
They did. Also, if you have a dream where I die, just don't tell me. Especially if it involves transportation.
But I doubt that Kim ever had that dream in the first place. She probably just made that shit up to try to manipulate Olivia. Yeah. Yeah. That's so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I fully know that I grew up in a cult. I fully know I grew up in the fundamental Christian cult. I know all of the experiences that happened to me. I could recite them in my sleep. But when I step back sometimes objectively and take like a bird's eye view, I literally want to scream like, what the fuck? Because I cannot believe all the things that happened, honestly. And I get all these comments from people being like, so you're just like a feminist now, like you're like woke and stuff.
Oh my God.
I grew up in a world where women were expected to live life asleep and let everyone around them make decisions for them. Bars. And they were just supposed to coast on autopilot.
Olivia, she just spit all over the screen.
That's so good.
Damn.
Oh, I love that.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah. Damn. She's so right,
I know
though.
Olivia's never going to see this, but goddamn, that was a good. That was
I can't really snap like that.
That was good.
That was
a line.
She's so true.
That's
so true.
Also, yeah, Ethan basically just like, can you cook food? Make babies and like just
don't think about
little,
anything.
Take up as little space as possible.
Ooh,
gross!
What a dehumanizing existence.
Just on autopilot and not really have any thoughts. And like, I will take being awake every single damn day. Good luck trying to put me to sleep again. Because when you're awake and you actually realize what's going on, like,
for her,
you realize how so many people don't have your best interests at heart, especially men. And as a woman, I'm not ever going to go back to that. You can call me feminist. You can call me woke. Like, you're goddamn right I'm woke. I would rather be awake than asleep. So, anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I don't know how to end this rant. I just was thinking about that this morning, and I think it's, like, freaking wild. And anyways, bye.
I mean, good for her.
That's amazing. Also,
I think so, too.
Also, I can't imagine. Are there people who are, like, mad she's out of their little...
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I guess they probably
Definitely
are.
Definitely they are.
Ugh. That's so funny, too, because we sit and crave for the, like...
Yeah.
The deconstruction and everything.
Yes.
But I can only imagine what that must look like. I wonder if that's embarrassing for the Plaths to know that, like...
Yes. Definitely also, it is.
I don't know how they could not. I think Ethan's too dense to ever think this. Mm-hmm. But like in my mind, like he was such a bad husband that he drove his wife out of Christianity.
That's so true, though.
He was such a bad husband at doing their classic gender role bullshit that he couldn't even keep his wife like fucking. I mean, yeah,
you're kind of right, though.
Like,
where's the lie?
Like we were talking about that too, because on this last episode with Lydia. Mm-hmm. You can just tell how much bullshit she's
been through.
She'll take though and deal with.
Yes.
Like the surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, we forgot about your birthday.
And she's like, okay, I'm gonna go get more coffee for myself.
Yeah. Obviously, like and upset.
She comes downstairs on her birthday and is like, hey, is there any more breakfast? And Isaac is like, oh, well, yeah, but I'm gonna eat it, and then eats it in front of her.
Yeah.
Not like, oh yeah, there's only a little bit, but here you can have it. I'm gonna make mm-hmm. some more for myself. Literally eats the breakfast in front of her, or not like, oh, sorry, I ate it all. I didn't think about it. Literally is like, oh, there is, and I'm taking it away from you on your birthday, even. Not even on your birthday can I stop being a jerk to you.
What, do you have any other thoughts on that, or?
I mean, no, I think I just agree with her generally, and also I'm like cheering for her from the sidelines to keep doing whatever it is that she wants to be doing,
also,
you know?
I just love that, like, people using woke and like feminist as an insult, like,
I don't understand.
I don't even understand. Like,
okay, whatever.
I
don't care about what fundamentalists think generally, but especially when they use things like you're a feminist as an mm-hmm. insult. Like, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You mean I think that women should be allowed to be equal to men
and have some autonomy over their body?
Correct.
Weird.
Yeah. Which is so funny too, because that even is like kind of an outdated sentiment in the sense that like the. Framing that in a like gender binary sense is like so 2010, you know, like y'all are using insults about a thing that even like the most progressive among us have kind of moved past to be like, no, we just believe like equal human rights. Thanks.
No, genuinely, like
that's an unpopular sentiment.
Have
apparently,
you been living under a social rock. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
Because they're forced to. It's just sad. I'm excited for Olivia and I'm cheering her on from the sidelines. I hope that she continues to just like evolve and do the things that feel most intuitive to her, because
also it's so wild to me to think that these people would be witnessing this and mm-hmm. then like have no thought, like, but like then to want to retreat further,
yes. you
know, not to like do any introspection or like any like,
well, it's the fear thing.
Yeah.
Because if you do, I mean, we talked about this in regard to like fundy influencers, right? That if you do like, I don't know, introspection about one aspect mm-hmm. of things, then it's the house of cards thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Also,
things are going to start tumbling down.
Yeah.
And so they're afraid of that. So they don't do that. And then they just choose to stay stuck.
But I do really agree with Olivia saying audacity, because the audacity of Kim to get on there and be like, yeah, Ethan and Olivia's marriage was totally going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she stayed in a marriage where they like probably
could
either of them would have put in like a modicum of effort.
Yes.
Could have probably salvaged their marriage pretty fucking.
But also I think it's just that if Barry mm-hmm. had put in a modicum of effort mm-hmm. to like care for Kim, that he probably could have kept her repressed. But
true.
He didn't. Like Barry is the same.
Barry is also is such a bad husband that he
drove someone out of their repressive and like conservative worldview.
Which is why you should decenter fucking men.
Yes. If that's the takeaway from today's podcast, is to decenter men in your life, because
it will make everything better.
It really does. Just yuck. Quit centering the opinion of cishet white men with a disgusting amount of privilege, because we shouldn't give a fuck about what they think anyways. And I can assure you that they don't give a fuck about you.
Genuinely.
So center yourself. Center yourself in your life and your community. Center yourself in your community and the people you love and
trust
people you're sharing space with, the people who are feeding into you and are breathing life into you, and like vice versa. That's what matters. Maybe we are starting a cult.
No, we're not. We're not.
It's a joke.
I don't think so.
It was a joke. Anyways, let's talk about our
discussion.
Yeah, task at hand.
Okay. The task at hand
is Chapel Roan. Is this the downfall of Chapel Roan that we're witnessing in real time?
Is that going to be the start? Is that going to be the title of the video?
Sure is.
Yeah, that's a good title.
I know.
That's a clickbaity title too.
But it's not, because we're talking about it.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I guess it's not really clickbait if that's what we're doing, huh?
It's just we're alluring. We're not
baiting. Alluring. I love that we got bait and alluring in the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so the discussion we had last night.
Yeah.
Was, well, I can't remember what we were talking about. Oh, we're talking about, like, ethics and stuff. We're so boring.
Well. Yeah, I mean, yeah, a little. Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
It's fine.
I like being
boring. We were just talking about, like, because obviously I, in my mind, it's easier for, of course, like, shitty, awful people have an easier time becoming, I would
say,
millionaires.
My pants are so far ridden up, it probably looks like I was wearing underwear just now.
I'll just keep, oh my goodness.
It's fine, don't look.
But just like the like classic trope of like someone, like rich people being fucking awful, horrible, horrid people. And I was just asking Mickey, I was like, I feel like there has to be, like, I just refuse to believe there's a world where like just because you acquire money, because I would say, because like my answer, and albeit like also like I don't care, I'm not like, the most like, oh, we should, I'll give all money away and stuff. Like, people should be allowed to earn money and make money.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I just refuse to believe that just like by making money, you become an awful person.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think the people who do have the ability, like your people, like you're like billionaires and stuff or whatever. Like, I feel like those people were already awful people to begin with. Cause I feel like you need a level of
disgusting.
Yeah, or, like, just not give a fuck about, like, you're, like, there's a comfortability with using people.
Yes.
And,
I think so, too.
Like, exploiting people.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
Well, but I don't know, because we ask ourselves this question all the time. I know that we sound like kind of weirdos for having this discussion more than once, but I don't know. I am really curious about whether people who are billionaires.
Okay.
Are they bad people from the get-go,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they become billionaires?
Yes.
Or do you become a bad person when you accrue too much wealth?
Yes.
To the degree that you start to lose touch with regular person reality,
like us watching TV, like
you start to lose it a little bit and like not really be able to grasp it anymore, like regular people reality, and so that is what sort of paves the way for you to become a bad person.
I would imagine, too, in the same way that doctors view patients less, like, obviously, you know, like, we talked about, like,
If you're thinking too hard about the humanity of the person that you're cutting into, I would imagine that it makes being a surgeon much more difficult.
Yeah.
There's probably, like, a level of dissociation that you have to have in order to be able to do your job effectively. Otherwise, that's just like a thing that human beings are wired to not want to do, you know? So is it that?
Because like my solution, because good people should also be allowed to make a lot of money so that they can combat
bad
people with money.
Yes. The conversation that I was
just like, I'm like, is this the good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun conversation?
It kind of feels that way a little.
But I was like, if good people could funnel good, like politically and stuff, like funnel good money into politics.
Yeah.
And like, would that make the same difference that like, I feel like we have to continually climb over hills, like when bad people funnel money, you know?
No, I hear what you're saying. I think the thing that's hard, though, is that it's kind of that conversation that we had about politics 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Where, like, it's important to be cognizant of the actual lived material reality, right?
Of course.
That's important because that's what's real. That's what's happening now. And for me, I struggle sometimes because I'm like the principal person.
You are the
where
principal
I
person.
Feel very strongly about like the principle of the thing and how like we should be embodying or choosing or like, seeking to embody the principle. And so to me, in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, if we're just giving like quote unquote good people a bunch of money to try to overcome the systemic issues that have been put in place by bad people who have a bunch of money, why don't we just do away with money in the first place? And not like all together.
No,
you know, I know
that
would sort of create its own set of problems. But I think for me, like in the way that I'm drawn to this, like, never mind the material reality, let's talk about the principle of thing. I'm like really drawn to this idea of a world where we're able to decenter
like
money and a currency as like the thing that matters the most. Like, I don't want to have to accrue money. I want to be able to just make a difference without money.
Yeah.
I want to be able to create like community and safety and compassion and like, I don't know, meaningful change as far as people being able to access the resources that they need and stuff,
yeah,
but without having to pay for it. I don't want anyone to have to pay for anything, you know?
It's that thing, like, because I think I said this a couple weeks ago where I read that, where it was like, we're the only species that decided it cost something to exist.
Yeah. Why do we have to do that? Okay. I don't want to do that. Why don't we just rip up all our money and just get rid of it?
New solution, after you hit a peak of a threshold of money, you just get a certificate in the mail that says, congrats, you won at capitalism. And then all the money you make after that just gets redistributed into the economy.
Honestly, yes.
And social programs.
Yeah.
So then maybe the solution is just to not allow people to have that much money ever?
Yes. That's kind of what people have been screaming from the rooftops for a while now is that, like,
genuinely,
once you reach a certain threshold, you should get, like,
you get a little sticker and
get, like, so many logistical barriers put in your way that it's not worth it, actually, to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, like, fuck you.
Literally.
We're going to tax you and force you to do all of these things and create all of these issues that you have to deal with. And it's so inconvenient, actually, that you're like, never mind.
Until we get our tubes of Toms from Maine back to normal.
Yes.
No one else gets to make any more money.
Exactly. That's the whole point of this podcast.
And I'm not trying to think, or I'm trying to think too now, how do we wrap this back into chapel?
Oh, I can do that easily. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the fear and concern that I have, for those of you who are not aware, Chapel Roan has some people, I mean, it's certainly not like headline grabbing, but some people mad at her because she canceled two of her shows and rescheduled a third one because she accepted an invitation to perform at the VMAs.
I didn't even know the VMAs were still a thing.
I didn't either.
I'm going to be truly honest. Because,
quite frankly, I don't care about the VMAs.
I thought that was the whole joke, is MTV doesn't do music anymore.
Because who cares? I don't know. I'm sure some people care.
It feels like the kids,
I don't care.
It feels like the Kids' Choice Awards to me.
Yeah.
Like, in the same, but also we're old.
Yes.
So I don't know.
But I mean, I feel the same way about the Streamies, right?
What are the Streamies? Is that?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
They're like content creator awards.
Oh, okay.
And like, sure. Like, am I going to celebrate and cheer for people who win those awards when they're like, you know, boundary breaking people? Like, yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Right. And also, I just don't really care. So to me, it's not really
it's irrelevant.
You wouldn't catch me canceling those shows to perform at the VMAs, but I'm not musically talented. I'm not adored by the masses. And that's
beholden
not
to a label.
Exactly. So the question for a lot of people is that, you know, did she get offered a bunch of money? Is that why she canceled the shows? Is this like a fame thing? Is this like a notoriety thing of like performed at the VMAs, blah, 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 kind of a thing? You know, like, what's the draw there?
I also wonder, too, how, just as like from an artist perspective, I think, how, because obviously, like, my impression of Chapel, like all those old TikToks and stuff, we like kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like edgelord, but very like,
meme-y?
Like meme-y kind of.
Yeah.
Like maybe meme-y. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she is kind of meme-y for sure.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering how, like, damn, am I on the drugs today?
Maybe.
How, when you're suffocated, boxed in.
Suffocated, boxed in, yeah.
Yeah, when you're
smothered.
Yeah, smothered, when you're, like, constrained. Restrained.
Contained.
So, like, how does that feel to be restrained as, like, a person and an artist? Because, like, I'm sure Chapel probably isn't being able to, like, you can't function the same way you would normally. Well, I don't know whether she wants to or not. I'm not, like, trying to
intuit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just curious how that must feel like to have stuff out of your control.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's a fair point, too, is that this whole conversation is speculation, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know the person. So it's not like we would really know. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's a fair point, that it's entirely possible that, like, her label, her agent, or whoever, like, whatever talent agency.
I imagine there's so many hands in the pot at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely. I mean, and also, like, as much as people sort of romanticize Chapel Roan as like a rags to riches story, which, like, she is, to be fair. And I mean, she's been working with the same writer that Olivia Rodrigo uses, right? Like, that's how she landed the opener spot on Olivia Rodrigo's
the producer,
tour.
Yeah,
because she's been working with that same person. And so it's certainly not like she was writing these songs in her bedroom and then all of a sudden got picked up by a label. Like, she's been working with like famous people, like people in the industry for a while, you know? So I think it's fair to say that as her popularity grew over the last year, there was probably a lot of people who got added to that team now are making probably unilateral and one-sided decisions about what she ought to do, you know? So I think that's a fair question, is like, did those people sort of pressure her or like really heavily suggest that this is what she should be doing. I don't know.
I think it's so curious, too, like, as a fandom grows and stuff, too, like, how... Yeah. Like, I feel like to some point, like, there won't be any decision.
What do you mean?
You could make without affecting somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that some... Yeah, there's no decision you could make that wouldn't upset someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I do think it's fair to say that this is a decision that upsets a lot of people for good reason. Oh,
no,
though. Totally.
No, I'm just saying. Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
I was like, I don't think this is bitch eating crackers.
This is not bitch eating crackers. No, I mean, generally, as like for like artists and people, or like people who are like.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely true. But I think for a lot of people, the question right now is like, is this a glimpse into what happens when somebody gets too much money and starts making decisions that are less caring about like their fandom and people who support them and whatever, especially because she caught a lot of flack for the boundaries thing. Right. And I talked
about
that.
Crazy.
Yeah. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair for people to be shitty to Chapel Roan for setting boundaries about not wanting to get touched or stalked. Yeah. That's crazy. And I can understand that like those two things in tandem.
Yeah.
Are creating some fear for people about, like, is it happening? Is she turning into one of those?
I'm wondering, especially, too, is, like, as the pair... I think, also, maybe that's another point, too, is, like, the parasocial aspect of it, too.
Yeah.
Like, watching someone... Yeah. It's like having, like, home footage, almost, like, old TikToks and stuff or whatever of, like, a person before and, then, like, after a rise to fame.
Yeah.
Like, I would imagine this would be, like, if Selena had been around during TikTok, you know?
Actually, yeah. That's true. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah.
This, like, no, you're incredible right. rise to fame.
Yeah.
And, like, how...
How that changes
like, does
you.
Like, that... What, and what, you know what I'm saying? Because also I feel like to some degree there's no way, especially with the boundaries and stuff too.
Yeah.
Like I would imagine it'd be hard not to feel jaded about certain aspects of like the like music industry and stuff and like being.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, captive. Captive is the word I was looking for earlier.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like to decisions. And also too, there's no way to know like, it's not like Chapel can be out and be like, this wasn't my decision.
Yeah,
you know, and also,
that's
like, does
true.
That make it better or not? You know?
Yeah.
Like, so then, like, do you not have
control? Yeah, even then, I don't think that makes
that
it better.
That sounds worse than, do you not have control then over your own?
But also, though, in a world where, like, we learned about how horrific the treatment was for people like Britney Spears and, like, Amanda Bynes, right? There are a lot of people who have come forward to talk about how suffocating it is to be famous. And to have this like whole team of people who are making decisions for you, right? And like, I mean, in the case of
that would drive you. I feel like you could never. You would snap.
Well, I mean, and in the case of people like Britney Spears and Amanda Bynes, like those people were literally held in a conservatorship where they were being like there were decisions being made about them and their career and their,
like
their money,
everything
that were like against their will a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's like really a far stretch. You know, it's not really that many jumps to get to the place where, like, is it possible that there are celebrities that are being sort of poked and prodded to make these decisions? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's...
from, like, a PR standpoint, I'm like, is that better for...
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I think,
like, does Chapel need help getting exposure? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I have sympathy for that, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I think, especially if you're not being legally bound by something like a conservatorship, for example, like, it's your... obligation as a public figure to do and say things that are in alignment with your ethical beliefs in some regard. I don't know. I know I'm like the ethics bitch and I get on everybody's nerves for being the most like mamby-pampy about the ethics thing. But it's important. I think it's important. I think if you're going to believe something and not embody that in your like lived action, then you're a liar. I'm sorry. Like, that's just what I believe.
Yeah.
And that's why I also, like, I make decisions that, like, shoot myself in the foot sometimes.
We did have a conversation about that, too.
Yeah. I'm very much the person who will, like, cut off my nose to spite my face sometimes because I'm like, but the ethical decision is to do the thing that doesn't make us money right now or, like, you know, doesn't grow the channel quite as much because it's just I think that's just important. And I also think
that's
especially
why you're the boss.
Well, as people who have been really critical of people like Taylor Swift too,
because that's also something I want to talk about too. Like we looked up Chapel tickets.
I wasn't done.
I'm so sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. People who've been really critical of someone like Taylor Swift, not that Chapel's a billionaire, but I do think it's important to be critical of somebody like Chapel also, because like if she is becoming a person who shits on her fans and isn't kind to people or like doesn't make decisions guided by that like interest in fostering community and whatever, like I don't fuck with that. I love her music, but I don't fuck with that.
Would you take the poster down?
Maybe. No, I don't think we're there yet.
Okay.
But still, I just think it's important to be like I don't know, clear about mm-hmm. that, or like fair, I guess.
Because also too, like, we looked at getting tickets for Chapel.
Oh my God!
And, like, if they were this, they were the same price as like Taylor Swift or Harry Styles.
They were expensive,
and like in for a small venue too. Like,
yeah, when we looked at them, they were like $400.
No, they were like $500.
Oh my God. For, yeah, like, because not a large... Because for
the
two of us, it's
going to be like a grand, obviously, with fucking service, the fees
and all of that, too. Yeah.
Which also, I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, who has control over...
I know.
Because also, we're going, in the next couple of months, we're going to see one of our favorite bands.
Of all time.
And the tickets were, like, $55.
Yeah.
I can't tell if, like...
I think we spent a grand total of, like, $250. It's like
old millennial music, I guess.
But still, like, they're not unpopular people. Yeah. Like, if you look at their Spotify, they still have, like, millions of monthly listeners.
Yeah. And it's then not another like they're
an indie band.
Yeah, and then there's another act. We literally got tickets for $35 a pop.
Yes!
For something that, like, they've been around for, like, decades.
Literally, I think it's their 20-year anniversary that we're going to see them show.
Yeah.
Show, whatever, you know what I mean. Going to see them.
We're going to an album show. Yeah,
you know what I meant.
Yes. But yeah, so I just don't know. It's like that thing where capitalism just like ruins.
Yes.
Because also,
I think that's at the core of the conversation here. Is like, is capitalism ruining Chapel Roan? Like, maybe
that's the question.
Maybe also, a little.
Really, that'd be really sad if we get to watch. But also, like, how could we also talk about too the speed run? That, because also, like, back, like, we would have been listening to fucking Hot to Go for 3 years, 4 years.
If this had been
in the fucking 90s.
Yes.
Like,
I wonder that sometimes too. I feel like if I were an artist and I, like, if I had blown up like Chapel Roan, I don't think I would be able to get over the bitterness of like, if I had been an artist in the 80s or 90s, my career would have lasted decades. But yeah, because of TikTok and how fast trend cycles move now, my career is going to last like maybe a year if I'm lucky. Or you just have to consistently, you're just like fucking more. Mm-hmm. Like, that's exhausting.
It's wild.
Especially too, thinking about the looks that she puts together for all of her shows too. Mm-hmm. She is like wearing the most intricate and detailed drag outfits that are not just like interesting and cool and pretty, but they're also symbolic.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them have this sort of underlying metaphorical meaning and whatever, right? Yeah. Supposedly. And I can't imagine being under pressure to be like, okay, come up with a new one and a new one and a new one and a new one, like every 3 days.
I'd be burnt the fuck out. I'd be so
that's
weird.
That's so stressful. Yeah.
And I'm sure she has a team helping her and stuff too.
Of course.
But also too, like, I would be so curious to know like how much of this is like artists pushed or like record or like,
I know, I'm like, does handlers. She want this or is this just like happening?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the performing is worth it. I'm sure that's got to be such a high.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm such an introvert. I'm like, no, that would be like a drawback for me.
Of course, I can see that being.
But of course, somebody who wants to be, like, if you're an artist, there's some level of like wanting to perform for people.
Totally, yeah.
Of course, that makes
especially
sense.
If you've got music you're really happy with and like is fucking awesome.
I get that. I feel like I'm not sure. Like that.
Well, I guess a good thing that's the
which is kind of a stupid thing to say though, because then like I sit and talk to thousands of people on the internet every week.
And like
I guess most people
probably think this would be the worst thing
I would
ever
fuck up, like a TED Talk or like a big ass workshop.
You should do a TED Talk. I think you doing a TED Talk would
it's
be a fucking
like,
no-brainer.
It doesn't work that way. It's not like I'm just like I'm doing a TED Talk. You have to be invited.
I think
to
I
do
actually
one.
Saw an ad where someone was like, "I can get you a TED Talk."
Oh
and
no!
It's like
But see, that's the other thing too. Like, I don't want to have to like.
It's back to the book conversation.
Yes. Yeah. I feel strongly that you should be invited to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, then
with
it would mean more to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know?
It's not like a fucking.
I don't want to have to solicit.
Consolation prize.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it would feel better to be invited to do something. It feels real.
But. Yeah. So,
anyways.
Is the better question, is capitalism ruining
Chapel
Roan?
Yeah, is capitalism ruining everything?
That could be a whole that could be a whole series.
I know.
Is capitalism ruining this?
Yeah. Which I think the answer is yes.
It's always
most of the time, actually.
I'm like, what is capitalism not ruining?
I mean,
if anyone can give me one good example of something capitalism hasn't ruined.
Yeah, it's not Tom's of Maine, that's for sure. I'll tell you that much.
It's not fucking toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know.
Like,
what has capitalism
not? Is there anything that capitalism makes
because also too, at this rate, because everyone's buying up everyone, so there's really like three companies that actually own everything.
Mm-hmm.
So like we just have the illusion of price and competition.
Yeah.
Because the idea behind capitalism is that competition drives
innovation
and better prices and all these things. But when
capitalism,
everyone's allowed to buy everything.
Yeah. Capitalism supposedly creates a fair market that's ideal for the consumer by encouraging competition, except that it never does that, though.
Is there another phrase for what we're experiencing? Is it late stage? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, we're fully in late stage capitalism.
We might even be coming
in my perspective. Post-late maybe stage. I'm wrong. I'm not a scholar on we're capitalism or economics.
We're not dentists. We're not scholars.
No. No. I'm a therapist, and you're just a guy.
I'm just a fucking guy. My favorite, that still forever is my favorite comment, is someone was, we had had several episodes of the pod up at this point, like a lot.
We were in the teens.
And someone was like, yeah, I just can't figure out who this guy is on the channel and why they're on this pod.
No. It was a comment that somebody left that, like, we were in the teens and someone was like, started watching the pod, love Mickey, but who's that guy?
After like 15 episodes.
Yeah, like, who's that guy? He doesn't seem like a therapist. Or like, is he a therapist or something?
And oh, like, no, they said, what are his credentials?
Oh, yeah, that's what
Jack
it was.
Jack shit.
Yeah.
Jack shit. And because if motherfuckers can have books and goddamn other podcasts and other bullshit for fuck all for having a couple million followers on TikTok, then I can get on this fucking podcast and just talk out my ass.
Yeah. And honestly, I think people like that more than my commentary sometimes.
I don't think that's true.
That is definitely true. People love that you spill the tea about stuff.
I can't help it.
I will not, but you will.
I can't
help
it. I think that's why I've been drinking a lot less, too, because I think at this stage in my life, well, you've been drinking a lot less or non-existent for other reasons.
Okay, to be fair, though, I did decide at the beginning of this year I wanted to do Dry January just to, like, reset, and I was in a weird place with substances generally because I was having a lot of derealization, panic attack type of things.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe it's good actually to just stop doing that. So I stopped drinking in January and that just sort of turned into like damp February and damp March. And then here we are.
In the summer, dried up summer.
Yeah. But yeah, by the time I ended up being put on medication that you're not allowed to drink on, I was like, that's fine. I don't really, that's okay.
If I'm going to get fucked up, then like some shit has to happen. There needs to be some noteworthy tea. There needs to be something we're celebrating.
Okay,
there needs to be chaos. There needs to be calamity.
Also, club culture. Can we just talk about how much I miss the club culture of the 2000s? I loved that period of time where I was like a junior in college. Well, sophomore, probably just sophomore, junior in college. Yeah. And you could go out to a club on any given night of the week in a college town, obviously.
Of course.
And it was just like, and like loud music and lights. But also the music was so good. Like, so good. And everybody was dancing. Granted, there was like some raunchy behavior, but everybody.
I want the raunchy behavior.
Everybody was on the dance floor, and no one, you know what nobody was doing at that point in time? Yeah. Like,
there were
a few Snapchats that would get filmed, but like, rarely, if ever, was it,
But Snapchat was also so much more insular. Like, between the people you were snapping, it was in this fucking.
Yeah, it was like something you'd send to your group chat, not like, on.
We used to do so much grab assing pre-COVID.
Yes.
I miss the grab assing.
I know. Well, I miss also just like the fuckery of like dancing like an idiot and people like going wild and just being kind of silly and fun.
And also, before anyone says anything, I don't mean it in a like fucking aggressive, like aggro way. I mean in like the sense that like when you're out with your friends and you're all having a good time, like it's just a little messy, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not, and
in
again,
the way that you give your boyfriend a little butt squeeze.
Yes.
Or, you know, that you're like pressing up on each other a little, you know?
A little more friendly with your friends.
Your kisses are a little bit longer on the dance floor than they maybe would have been.
Yeah, because also time's fucking flying by. It's so slow and so fast at the same time.
Yeah.
But also too, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
But I'm going to bring it back. It was a simpler time.
It was.
Oh, also, I was going to say, and if that wasn't, and I'm also like, you know, maybe that's not happening to everyone. And if that wasn't an indication that we were probably not totally monogamous from the beginning.
Yeah. Actually.
Because I remember we had some things happen and we're like, that's really fine. Like, it's really.
Yeah, we did.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And we were like, I don't understand why.
Why would this be a big deal? Would someone else be
Why are people
upset?
Asking if we're okay? Like, what do you mean?
Why are you
we're
not?
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sweet of them though to be asking you
that
to
was yeah in. They were like, did you guys get in a fight?
And we're like, why would we fight?
No. About what?
We fight about a lot of other things.
Not that though.
Not that.
No, but I miss like the early 2000s club culture. It was silly and fun and stupid. I know, I miss being able to be. Actually, that is something I am worried that capitalism is corrupting Chapel Roan but I do really resonate with something that she said in an interview.
Yeah.
About, because somebody asked her, like, what do you miss about, like, since becoming famous? And she was like, I want to frolic with my friends. I want to be able to be, like, just kind of, I don't think she said this, but, like, the idea of being anonymous in public.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I have told so many people this about YouTube. That's why I fucking love having the channel, because we get to spread information and share, like, education with people and, like, I mean, a good amount of people, right? We have, like, a lot of subs on the channel, but I can walk around and I'm a nobody. I'm just a dude. Except
for the people at the place where we get breakfast.
Yeah, that's fair. But otherwise, I'm just a dude. And I love that.
I think that's the
best. I want to be just a dude.
Yes.
I never want the channel to get so big that we can't, like, be in public and frolic and be silly and have to think about how people. Like, I just want to be a guy. That's it.
You are just a guy.
Not like that. But you know what I mean?
Not like that. But like that.
I'm not a trans man. That's what I'm saying. This was not me trying to soft launch. Yeah, no, I just want to be clear. That's not me trying to soft launch that I'm a trans man.
I was saying, like, gender neutral guy.
I'm a little guy.
Just a little guy.
Just a little guy.
Little features.
Little feet. Small hands.
Shoulders are slow.
Just a little guy. Yeah, small shoulders are slumped down.
We'll see if anyone gets that reference. Right there with the...
Probably no more than the put a bird on it. People get mad. People still leave me hate comments. What does it mean? Why do you have that?
Just decide. Just make up a meaning.
It's literally a joke.
Also, it's that thing where some people are like, wow, I wonder what this artist was saying with this art. And they're like...
Yeah, like that's the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Actually. Relax. Literally. Okay? Anyways, I feel like that's probably a good place for us to wrap up the episode. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, I do not.
Okay, great. I love your axolotl shirt.
I think I'm going to get one tattooed on me. I'm dead ass. Oh. Also, I just if it's peely, I should have said this earlier. If it's peely, there's nothing wrong with my skin.
Please
I'm shedding.
Show the squid.
I don't even know if I can do.
It's so good.
That it's really the inside.
The kneecap is where you got the most work done.
Okay, so
and
for
it
real,
looks so good.
The kneecap is actually genuinely miserable. Some people are telling me like their stomachs are pretty bad. Also, I'm hot. Did they turn the AC off?
Yeah, they definitely did.
I feel like I'm melting.
Bastards.
Like, I'm so hot right
we
now.
We gotta
it's
go.
So fucking warm.
We gotta go. We love you all so much. Thank
I'm like
you
my
for...
needle. I'm just melting.
Okay. Thank you very
people
much.
People who don't watch this and just do the audio only.
Do you want me to outro the podcast, dude?
I miss my friends. Goodbye, friends. I'll see you soon, okay?
We love you so much. Thank you.
Have a good
like
night.
The video and do the things, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.